It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. And am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink to hang on like my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me down.
I went to a what a fucking shitty start! Shitty start! I'm having. Yeah, I gotta talk about myself. Oh my god, what the fuck, man? Shit! God damn! This is not the way it was envisioned in my head. And before I go on this epic rant, you know what you did with you know who. Okay? Until you clean that up, we are going to be fucking enemies for life. You got that? Every fucking time I'm going after you. I'm tired of it. And I'm fucking tired of people giving me a heads up and wanting to talk fantasy football. No, I don't want to talk fantasy football right now. But I got to man up. I got to fucking man up and do this. Because my dumbass signed up for it thinking, oh, I'm going to go 13-0. I'm going to fucking kick this league. These guys are going to give me the number one pick. Hee-hee. And, this is so depressing. I mean, I can't even put words to this. I haven't even looked at fantasy football. That's how depressed I am. I don't know what fucking news is going on. I don't know who got hurt. All I know is if my guy got hurt, I just said, fuck it. I'm done. I don't give a flying fuck. I watched the Bucks play like shit and squeeze one out against Eli. I don't know how that happened. I don't know, Paul. You guys definitely were better than us. Whatever. All right. Well, I got to get this show on the road, right? Week 4. Blue streak lives on. And, of course, I started off with mine against Donnie. Oh, fuck, man. I lost by 14. You know, fuck you, Carter. You know, you guys are placing prop bets on me. You know, I get it. You gotta have a laugh on me. You gotta go have a little jerk off like you and MVP. Go ahead and kind of do some dick sizing there and just play with each other for a little bit and get off on Minnow because he's losing. And I lost by 14 points. When you're going against Brady, I mean, Brady had 14 points, I want to say, halfway through the third quarter, and I'm like, yes. Next thing you know, he's lining me up for 27. And then Gurley, of course, same thing. That's all she wrote at the end of the day because there wasn't even a lot of excitement from anyone else. Stephon Diggs and the Packers defense. I mean, Jesus Christ. On Thursday Night Football, you guys put up 10 points. That's some shitty, sloppy football. I can't wait for the Bucks to play the Pats. But, you left some points on the bench, but it didn't matter. Didn't fucking matter at all. I mean, look at me. I put in Simeon over Roethlisberger. Wasn't that big of a difference. And everyone else, I mean, Carson got hurt. I don't know where to start with my team. It's just it's like Puerto Ricans just waving the flag. Yulame, help me. Help me. And fucking Donnie's like, ha, 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 fuck you. I'm Trump, haha. You're spick. That's kind of how it feels. Fuck, man. Fucking depressing. What a team. I was going to blame it on Greg, but I'm going to concede and say this is all on me, Greg. This one, I fucked it up big time, like Joe Pesci says in Casino. I fucked up, Frankie. I fucked up. You know, I fucked up really bad here, Frankie. And I think I'm going to have to go ahead and walk out there to fucking the middle of Midwest America and just jump into that fucking hole by myself. You're not coming with me, Greg. I got to do this on my own, buddy. I got to pay the price. That's what I fucking get for drafting without you. So, I mean, I just don't want to talk about my team anymore. Let's go. Carry on. Blue streak lives on. Bam. Team out for blood, Kevin. Oh, buddy. Man. All right. You gave MVP Realty a win. I mean, you didn't even have to show up, man. Where do we start with you? Oh, I mean Cutler. Cutler, didn't he look bad on that Wildcat formation? I mean, that's the Jay Cutler we fucking love. Like, 1 week, he'll throw 3 touchdowns and look so stellar, and you're thinking, wow, he finally got it. He finally got this motherfucker. Let's do it. And then he's just, the aloof Jay Cutler. He doesn't give a fuck, man. One of his teammates, I read a quote saying that Jay Cutler doesn't give a flying fuck about anybody, how he carries himself and how he does things. So, yeah, I mean, Jay, 7.5. Thank you. You know, your running backs, man, they just did you fucking in. Your tight end Griffin, I mean, 1.3. Deshaun Watson playing lights out, but he didn't go to the tight end at all. You know, I'm just not here today, guys. I'll be honest with you, but I mean, geez, so much shit going on. All right, I'm looking here. T.Y. Hilton 3 points. New England defense 2 points. Yeah, I mean, me and you, buddy. Like we're SOL right now. Look at this. Look at Jameis finally show up, man. I mean, Jameis gave you 35 points. Oh, boy. That's going to hurt. Giovanni Bernard, 13 points. Goodness, Kevin. You could have used those. That's easily. I mean, you substitute that. I mean, you really in the 80s, man. You're beating me with scores. But MVP Realty, there's nothing to say about D-Rock, and that's that. Next up, we have Deronimo. Sweet Ron versus the Commish. And, man, this looks like it was a solid win for you, Burke. You know, Ron came through, tried to come hard a little bit, but Melvin Gordon let him down. And McCaffrey. I wasn't sold on McCaffrey yet. I think on a PPR run, he would have been a better fit because, you know, obviously he's a receiver out there in the backfield. But, I mean, when you have Cam Newton, I mean, he's still going to get a lot of the touches, and especially with Stewart as well. So that was a little tricky situation there. But Keenan Allen and Michael Thomas came through for you. Look at that. And even Kelsey. How about Alex Smith, by the way, guys? I mean, doesn't he look like a fucking all-star? I mean, this guy, I mean, Burke got him for 31 points. I'm watching him yesterday. I'm saying, wow. Who? I mean, Andy Reid, you know, he doesn't have the rings to go with it. But, god damn, he does some magic with those quarterbacks, doesn't he? And Alex Smith is just putting on a show. And I'm saying, whoa. I mean, this is unbelievable, the work they're doing in Kansas City, and it looks like they're going to be a team. But, you know, Kansas City's always been that kind of team that does really good in the regular season, and then they flop. You know, they'll maybe win a playoff game, if that, and that's that. So, but, Burke, your boys came through, man. Alex Smith, Le'Veon Bell. I mean, that was a monster game. Welcome back, Le'Veon Bell. Shaking off that rust, taking that month off in preseason. And that really held you up, man. I mean, you had Cameron Brate, and that's Jameis Winston's favorite target outside of Mike Evans. O.J. Howard and getting shit in that Pittsburgh defense. That was a very interesting game there over in Baltimore. I was watching that one as well. But good job, Bert. I mean, you really know how to pick them and go hard. So good shit, my man. And Ron, hope this is not the beginning of a bad turn of events, my friend. So I hope things turn around. Mariota, you know. He's probably still recovering from that fucking hit he took last week. Oh, my God. The good stuff, man. Jacksonville's coming through. But overall, I don't know, man. I don't know if let's see if you would have. Could Kirk Cousins helped you? No, he wouldn't have helped you. I'm trying to think of Kamara. Kamara's been the surprise over in New Orleans. He's out-touched Ingram and Peterson. And I know you put him out there in the waiver wire. And I was debating of getting him, but I was like, no, that had to be a fluke, right? I mean, that had to be a fluke that the guy got picked up, that he got that many touches first week. And you knew something we didn't, Ron. You were fucking on it. I'm telling you right now, Ron is fucking out for blood. It's not Kevin. Goodness. Next up, my man Diesel. What a battle here. Look at this. Money Never Sleeps versus the champ, former champ, Carter. Look at this fucking, what a fucking battle. He came through. You came through, Diesel. I know you beat me in the other league, but I'm trying to figure this one out. Because when I saw it, it was a neck and neck thing. But overall, man, I mean, Russell Wilson just coming back. And overall, you guys just all over the board. I mean, Jordy had 19.5. I mean, we know Jordy's going to score. He's just got to stay know, got to stay in the game. And same thing with Mike Evans. He's going to be a producer. Seattle defense, wow, welcome back. Legion of Boom. But Carter, I mean, look, Carter, I can't knock you, man. I mean, when you're putting up 121 points, it's like this. Fucking done. I mean, cook them. It's fucking done. Well done. And, I mean, that's just, that's disgusting. I mean, when you score 121 points in a 12-man league that it's not PPR and you're losing, I mean, I just, nothing you can do. Like, I'd shake your hand. You know, it's like a buzzer beater. Diesel had a buzzer beater, like, with a hand in his face, like, from three-quarters court. Whatever, Diesel. You got fucking lucky. Oh, like I said, I'm sorry for the lapses here, guys. Okay, next up. All right, Matty Lang, man, versus Don't Like It Sue Me, my man A-Train. That's my only friend in this fucking group, by the way. Like, all you motherfuckers have never been there for me, have not done shit. And A-Train's the only guy I could count on. And that's what real friends are. Just if you want to know an example of a real man, of a man that's a good friend, that's Anthony, all right? So, and it's nice to see him fucking winning. I like seeing him win. I mean, not against Maddie, but, you know, I like seeing him win. All right, but, yeah, here we go. I see Maddie, DeMarco Murray, what happened? Did Derrick Henry get a lot of the touches there? I mean, what happened there? I mean, it just seems like it just wasn't a good outing. Well, I mean, but I forgot Houston scored like a shitload of points. I mean, they're going to figure out Deshaun Watson. I mean, it's just always that way. A new quarterback gets in, blazes it. And then they get enough tape on him, they find the tendencies, and then they make him play like shit. You know, that's just always how it turns out. But Jason Witten didn't come through for you, Bucks D. You know, that's very disappointing, to be honest with you. I mean, we should have lost that game in Tampa. But you know, the defense didn't. I mean, Eli Manning was looking fucking great. I'm like, oh, fuck you, thanks for picking a great time, and yeah. I mean, Maddie, I mean, over. I mean, it was really DeMarco Murray and Jason Witten and the Bucks defense. I mean, fuck. I mean, even Gostkowski came through it. He did his typical, you know, 12. You can count Gostkowski for anywhere from 10 to 15 points, man. It was one stretch he did that. But when you're going up against Aaron Rodgers, Kareem Hunt, I mean, Bilal Powell. Okay, welcome to the party, pal. Jesus, you came back because, man, you were a non-factor. How about those Jets, guys? They're putting up a fight. We're already anointing them as the worst team in the NFL. I mean, they had no quarterback. They had no youth. You know, like the Browns, they definitely didn't have anybody either, but they had a lot of nice pieces, right, because of the youth. And I mean, shit, they just got that defensive. And it was a monster. I forgot his name. But, yeah, I mean, they just thought the Jets were going to really – they were playing the tank to get that lottery in, and they're fighting, man. They're trying to win. That's the kind of guys I want to hitch my wagon to. You know, I play in the mornings, guys. I know none of you guys are morning guys except A-Train and Ronimo when he can. But this is guy, man. Like, I even got in a little bit of a fight with him. He's a little guy. Little guy. I mean, he's just like, you know, like, I mean little by skinny, okay? He's really frail. Little black guy, man. He's quick as shit, all right? And I got in a little, you know, almost a fight with him, right? Because you know me, I'm good for a fight or two once a year, right? But anyway, I was trying to fight him, you know, trying to hit him. I wanted him to swing, so I had, like, the self-defense going. I wanted to, okay, just, I want to get this guy to swing on me so that it's on. So if the cops showed up, even those two black guys, quote-unquote, I could say, hey, he swung first. So I just gave you a little tip of how Minnow gets down. I try to initiate you, and you better knock me out with the first punch. So I would not talk shit to Matty. Unless he's drunk, man. Unless he's had a couple pitchers, I'll watch for the first punch and that's it. But if I could even hold on to it, right? I have, like, trauma. But anyway, fucking, yeah. I mean, it just looks like, let me see if you left some points on the board, on the bench, I should say. I mean, Wentz, you know. I mean, you have Breeze. Breeze is a solid one. I mean, A-Train just, like I said, man, you got a great team, brother. I mean, I like your team, even though Cooper is having a severe case of butterfingers. And obviously, once David Carr went down with his back injury, that's going to be, I think, 2 to 6 weeks. You're going to be a little bit, incapacitated in that department with any Raiders that we all have. I mean, my guy took a hit. Crabtree's going to take a hit. That's just the way it goes, man. When a great, pretty good quarterback in Carr goes down, you know, all those guys take a hit. But overall, man, you had a good outing. Antonio Brown had a little diva fit. You know, come on, relax, dude. I mean, Big Ben is just having a stretch. You know, we all know Big Ben is like a diesel truck. He's going to get going pretty soon. So hopefully for me, he doesn't get going too late. You know, I got to always remind myself, okay, we got fucking things to worry about here with my team. It's crisis mode. But, yeah, man, I mean, 88 points, that's usually gets you a win in our league. But just a couple guys just didn't show up in that defense. I mean, if your defense could, I mean, hurt you in the negative column, that's a problem, you know. But, I mean, Jason Witten, I mean, you didn't have anybody off the bench either, bro. Yeah, I mean, Vikings defense, you would have been in there. That would have given you 8. Yeah, I mean, it would have been just a tough all around overall. It was just A-Train, man. He just came through with his guys. Good team. Good team. Even though all the studs didn't show up, he still scored 100. That's usually the key. You get 100 points. I mean, more times than not, you're going to win. And the last one here, we got Deeves versus Paul. Big Blue. And here we go. I mean, it looks Dak Prescott showed up. He had a great job there with 31 points. And Ezekiel Elliott. You know, gosh, that was such a good pick for you, man. He's going to save the day, especially with David Johnson going down. I think that was just a big blow to you. And if you can just keep Ezekiel, can you imagine if you had both of them, Paul? Like, oh, oh fuck, ugh. But your receivers didn't show up, and Demaryius Thomas and Devontae Adams. You know, Frank Gore, look at that. Look at Frank Gore giving you 8 points. Holy shit. But no, good move with keeping Stafford on the bench. I'm looking here at other stuff. Yeah, Hearns, Britt. Oh, gosh. Yeah, nothing going on there, buddy. Why do you have David Johnson on the arm? He's not coming back, bro. Drop him, please. But, Deeves, your guys didn't show up, man. Garcon didn't show up. Ajayi. I'm looking at Doug Baldwin. And that's, you know, Russell Wilson. It's just such... Oh, you love him and you hate him because, man, he has those games where he just, man, lights it up in passing. And then there's other games where he just goes 125 yards and he'll rush for 80. It's like, oh, fuck, you know. You're not helping me out here, bro. But David Beckham got to play. He looked good. Kansas City, I mean, that's just kind of, like, again, one of the feel-good stories of the NFL. But it just wasn't enough. Ajayi. It was your Ajayi Garcon combo there, and everyone else other than Hyde and Rivers, you know, you really just had a disappointing outing by your boys, man. And Delanie Walker, I mean, what's going on there in Tennessee? That was Mariota's favorite target. He just didn't get it going. But yeah, I mean, yeah, the David Carr, like I said, on the bench, Tyler Lockett. You got multiple Seattle receivers, huh? You're just trying to fill it out which one it is, huh? You got Rawls. Are you a closeted Seattle fan? You gotta help me out here, buddy. Because, you know, we don't sit down and have beers. Usually when I hung out with Deeves, it's either, you know, he's getting ready to go gamble or gambling. No, I played with you hoops a couple times. Then you saw me fucking snap my Achilles. Great. You know? But... Yeah, man, I just didn't have a good outing there, my friend. So you lost by, oh, gosh, 20 points. So that was the week in review here. And now look at the standings. And, you know, Donnie was trying to call me. He's trying to talk a little shit. Not talk. He's like, hey, man, where you been? Like, he's being, like, a little passive-aggressive. I'm like, you know, Donnie, you know, don't fucking talk to me. Why do you even try to discuss the obvious here? My team sucks. And you won. Okay. Yeah, I know your guys didn't show up. I know you didn't give me the A-plus effort. I get that. But fuck, you don't have to rub it in my fucking face. Fuck. And look at you. Not only did you kick my fucking ass, are you in first place? I'm fucking yelling at the fucking wall. Neighbors must fucking think I'm crazy. They say, oh, where's his wife? They say hi to Rosie. Oh, no, I need to stop. I'm derailing all over the place. Okay, Donnie, A-Train, and Ron are tied for first place. And then we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people. Holy shit, battling for fourth. Oh my God, this is fucking crazy. And then three guys in 10th place. You know, I'm second to last place. You know, Carter, right now you said I was going to be in 8th place. You are wrong. I'm going to be in 12th place, motherfucker. Ah! Why did I waste my $200 this year? Why? Well, I mean, Kevin, I think me and you are going to battle it out for last place. You know, if my goals this year is this. I got to sweep Derek, and I can't be in last place. We should do something in this league where if you come in last place, you should get a fucking tattoo of what the group thinks you should. You know, I don't have a tattoo. I don't do that shit. I don't have any piercings. I don't have any girls be like, hey, so you don't have any piercings? You don't have any tattoos? No, I don't fucking do that shit. I'm a fucking old man. You know? I mean, so and think about it. I'm kind of hip. I'm doing this podcasting. I do social media. All you motherfuckers don't do that shit. And I know why. Hey, listen, I've been there. I've been on that side. I know why. Shit, I can't laugh about fantasy football. So I gotta do something here. But, man, it just... Kev, me and you are going to get together and figure this out. But overall, man, it looks like right now, if the playoffs started today, the Donnie, A-Train, Sweet Ron, Carter, Diesel, and Burke, MVP's out of there. Yes. And that's the way we roll, man. We're a quarter of the way through the season, man. No MVP awards, none of that shit happening in here. And let me look at here some of the waiver wire action. I always like to discuss that. What does ESPN have? Oh, Eli Manning out there in Kaiser. I'm not trusting any fucking Cleveland player. Fuck you. You know, I hope, Crowell, you listen to this, you motherfucker, you. You need to talk to your coach, and you need to tell him you need to touch the ball 20 times. It doesn't matter if you're down 20 points. It doesn't matter if your offensive line can't fucking block. You need to get the fucking ball a lot. I need to win, and I need winners. So let's see here. Top available running backs. Jones, that's right, because Tom Montgomery's hurt. Okay, Collins. Collins looked really good, to be honest with you. He's another one of those Seattle prodigies that came out of there, and obviously it was a numbers game, and he ended up in Baltimore. But he got hurt, so that's kind of weird that he's not giving the cue next to him. And Fat Lacy out there. Let me see. Torrey Smith, Mike Wallace, Goodwin. I mean, it's just a bunch of hot garbage out there, guys. I mean, that's all we can describe it as. So, you know, it goes back to you are what you are. And it's that draft, right? It's that motherfucking draft did me dirty. And I guess this is the fantasy football gods. Just laughing at me. Just when you think you have a plan, the fantasy football gods laugh in your fucking face.
I'm from the old school. I believe this. I would rather play with 10 people and just get penalized all the way until we got to do something else rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. I cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it. I want winners. I want people that want to win.